It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening, 6:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have clouds, 37 degrees.
And a crash southbound I-215 on the west side. I'm Steve Carls.
KSL's top story. We now know the specific locations where new temples will be built in the cities of Orem and Taylorsville for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
Each temple will be about 70,000 square feet and three stories tall. The Orem Temple, set to be built at 14 South Geneva Road, just across I-15 from Utah Valley University. The Taylorsville Temple will be built at 47th South and 27th West, on property owned by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The mayors of both Orem and Taylorsville say that they are so excited to know about these locations and will work together with the church as the building progresses.
To see the maps and hear more from both mayors, see the story at our website, kslnewsradio.com. KSL News Time 6:31, the evidence that denied Josh Powell custody of his kids seems to have been a false flag. Todd, what do we know?
Jeff, the Cold Podcast revealing new information today that the cartoon pornography found on a computer seized by police in the Susan Powell investigation wasn't Josh's. That porn was the reason a judge ordered Josh to undergo a psychosexual evaluation before he could regain custody of his kids. Lawyer Ann Bremner reacted to that part of the story when she was interviewed for Cold.
It's explicit, and it's of concern. It's very, very disturbing. And so that was something else that they knew about him. And that was found by the West Valley Police on his computer.
Cold found the computer was actually Susan's, not Josh's, and the images were likely downloaded 6 months before Susan actually owned the computer. Those details available in today's Cold episode, available anywhere you get your podcasts for free. The Inspector General, like the head of FBI's Internal Affairs Unit, and he reviewed the Bureau in front of Congress today. Maria Chaleos with more live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, the Justice Department's Inspector General today outlining mistakes made in the FBI's Russia investigation. Testifying on Capitol Hill, Michael Horowitz said nobody's hands are clean.
I think the activities we found here don't vindicate anybody who touched this.
Horowitz underscored serious issues with surveillance tools and used the word dysfunctional to describe the investigation. A retired production manager accuses Boeing of production issues before the House Transportation Committee. That is, the Federal Aviation Administration faces scrutiny over its lack of scrutiny of the 737 MAX. Whistleblower Edward Pearson also blamed the FAA for not doing more.
U.S. regulators' investigation of these crashes has been as disappointing as Boeing's insistence that it had no systemic quality or safety issues.
Pearson testified the plane maker pushed production despite his warnings. The assembly line could not keep up and safety could be compromised. The Indiana family of a toddler who fell out of a window to her death aboard a cruise ship in Puerto Rico is now suing Royal Caribbean. The move comes as the girl's grandfather, Salvatore Anello, faces a charge of negligent homicide for holding the girl near the window before she fell.
We all sit here broken, but our family is strong and we will stay strong together.
The family says there weren't any warnings like stickers or decals near the windows, and the ship didn't meet industry standards when it comes to preventing window falls. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The remains of a Utah Marine are finally returned home today after being missing since World War II. He had been in an unmarked grave since 1943.
Robert James Hatch died during the three-day-long Battle of Tarawa in 1943 and put in a common grave with four soldiers. The military reportedly tried to go back and find this grave,
but the grave was lost and the remains declared non-recoverable until March of this year.
His nephew, Thomas Hatch, says cadaver-sniffing dogs found the remains and DNA tests confirmed it was his Uncle Jim. And since Jim was born and raised in Woods Cross, they couldn't just leave him in an unmarked grave in the Pacific. Hatch says his grandmother went to her grave without her son ever coming home.
My grandmother probably happy today that her son's coming home.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Paul. The storm hitting Utah tomorrow could dump 2 feet of snow in some of the mountains and erase drought and others. Hydrologist Brian McInerney with the National Weather Service says this system might be a good sign for the upcoming water year.
Anytime you have an active pattern early on in the winter, that's a good sign that that active pattern is going to persist.
Right now, the snowpack in northern Utah is 120% of normal, while the southern snowpack about 150% of normal. The Beverly Hillbillies Mansion, also known as the Chartwell Estate, is off the market.
Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed, a poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed.
It was sold today for a whopping $150 million. That's the highest price for a home sold in California
say
history.
Say how much?
How much? $150 million? Am I doing this right?
Yeah.
Okay. The 25,000-square-foot French neoclassical chateau sits on 10 acres of land in Bel Air. No word on who bought the crib. Jeff?
I hope it was Jethro. That'd be nice. Poetic justice. KSL News Time, 6:35. Ricky Meese, what's happening on the roads?
We have a crash with injuries in West Jordan eastbound. Old Bingham Highway is closed at Mountain View Corridor. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My Minute of News is on the way next. KSL News Time, 6:36.